Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Maximizing Moments Morning Show, where we meet in the mix to share a daily inspirational boost. Here's your host, Bridget Banks.
Great day, everyone. Truly hope you are enjoying your day on today. Today's episode is about maximizing our opportunity to connect, especially during this pandemic. We see how things have evolved, and now what we have utilized, we pretty much have started to settle in from the shock of going through the quarantine and different changes that took place rapidly as we adjusted into this transition. And one of the things that I've noticed that has been a powerful impact for the kingdom of God is to be able to connect, to be able to slow down and connect with those that you wouldn't normally connect with, that you don't have in your normal circle of influence. You have the access, the ability to connect, to be able to make these connections, not only for now, but for the time to come, that we are able to network in order to build our network for the success of our businesses. Networking and connecting is another way of God receiving the glory in the marketplace, especially when you collaborate with like-minded individuals and the right people in the right places and the right opportunity for the benefit of the kingdom. This is something that we see in major industries. When we think about PureFlix Entertainment, it's one of the largest Christian film productions and distribution company in the world. It has produced films such as Do You Believe, Woodline, and God's Not Dead, which is to be, they've earned more than $62 million. What is so significant and powerful about this is the founder of PureFlix, Russell Wolf. He met Steve, who was using his spiritual gift for connecting, as the CEO of Pinnacle Forum, an organization dedicated to building a network of leaders committed to personal and cultural transformation centered on the values of Jesus. As we are centered in the midst of this pandemic, it's important for us to realize and utilize the fact that this divine disruption was to reorder, bring into divine alignment the things that we were doing in the kingdom in order to bring God the glory. This is a time where God has got our center attention to be able to do things His way. And that definitely mostly include the marketplace. When you're using your gift of connecting, you're using you may be the point of connect for someone else to be able to fulfill their dream, which is a greater dream. This is what Steve did for Russell, for him to be able to fulfill his dream. As Steve's, the way he did this, as Steve's, his 100th speaking engagement, he promoted Russell's dream with the audience. If you think about this time, this is a very awesome time of collaboration. People that you haven't had the opportunity to connect with, and it's shifting from being me, myself, and I to connecting with others with a synergistic effect to be able to promote a greater purpose. This was something that made a significant impact when it came to Russell being able to fulfill his dream. The contact information that was received at these speaking engagements was able to pack out film screenings with key influencers at key locations all over the United States. So when you think about the wire relationships, kingdom relationships, think about it in a greater scale of impact. What can you do that will significantly impact someone's dream to make an even greater impact? This is one of the things that is very much needed in the body of Christ as we begin to perpetuate and move forward in the kingdom of God and the things of God. I've thoroughly enjoyed even watching the IG lives of different individuals, the entertainment artists, and some that are come on to each other's lives and they begin to do collaborations. You've seen that even with different various speakers, and you're seeing conferences, virtual conferences that are being birthed. But even more so, what is it that we project that's to come? What is it that new that can be birthed from just simple a simple connection. So I hope that you're encouraged on today, even if you are connecting, really continue to connect on purpose. There's a purpose for every individual in your life, every individual that you've encountered, every individual that God has placed in your path for his purpose. Let's utilize that. Let's maximize these moments in this pandemic to make those connections. Hope that you're encouraged and inspired on today. Today is your day. Yes, today is your day. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is our year and this is our decade to seize the opportunity. Have a blessed day.